This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The Akron Beacon Journal is being sold to Gatehouse Media, owner of several Ohio papers, including the Columbus Dispatch and the Canton Repository. WKSU's Kabir Bhatia has this story.
The Beacon Journal has been owned by Sound Publishing, a subsidiary of Vancouver-based Black Press, since 2006. New York-based Gatehouse Media plans to rent the Beacon Journal building in downtown Akron on what's described as a short-term lease, although no time frame has been given. Gatehouse also says it will not recognize any labor agreements under the terms of the sale. Bob DeMay has been with the Beacon Journal since 1999 and has been head of the paper's unit of the Newspaper Guild for the past decade. He says Gatehouse plans to interview current employees in the next week.
It looks to be that they're using the process they used in Columbus, where many people will have to reapply for their jobs.
The Newspaper Guild currently covers about 50 reporters and photographers at the Beacon Journal. The interview process should wrap up by the end of the month, but it's unclear which departments will be affected. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.
A federal judge in Cleveland has set a trial date for three lawsuits filed against drug companies over the opioid crisis. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster announced yesterday he'll hold the trial March 18th of next year. Polster is handling hundreds of suits against drug companies from across the U.S. The combined trial will include lawsuits brought by the city of Cleveland, Cuyahoga, and Summit counties. It will be the first in a series of test cases to see how future trials can be handled. It's expected to last 3 weeks. Cuyahoga County Executive Armin Budish is crediting county officials for an ongoing corruption investigation into his own administration. Budish made the claim during his State of the County address yesterday. In his speech, Budish credited the county's inspector general and internal auditor with triggering the investigation. Both positions were created following the ouster of former Commissioner Jimmy DeMora. The current investigation is thought to involve a possible conflict of interest between county employees and an IT contractor. A Cleveland councilman has announced the city will study the possibility of reopening neighborhood police stations, known as mini stations. Safety Committee Chair Matt Zone made the announcement as several council members grilled Police Chief Calvin Williams at a meeting yesterday. A dozen council members sent Williams a letter earlier this week asking him to consider bringing back the mini stations. They were closed in 2005 due to a lack of federal funding. Three Northeast Ohio Sears stores are on the auction block. The Columbus Dispatch reports that Sears stores at South Park Center in Strongsville, Great Northern Mall in North Olmsted, and Richland Mall in Mansfield will be sold May 1st at an online auction. The retailer is selling 16 of its stores in five states. One developer has laid out plans to convert the former Sears stores in mixed-use facilities with dining, residential space, fitness centers, and new retailers. More than three dozen Ohio doctors have been approved to recommend medical marijuana to their patients starting this fall. Cleveland.com reports that 37 physicians are part of the first round of applicants to Ohio's new program. More cannabis doctors are expected to be named next month. Doctors in Ohio will be able to recommend medical marijuana to treat a list of 21 medical conditions. Patients are expected to be able to begin applying to purchase medical marijuana in July. Dispensaries are required to be operating by September. A proposal aimed at getting late astronaut John Glenn and his wife Annie Congressional Medal has cleared its first major legislative hurdle in their home state of Ohio. The State House unanimously approved a resolution on Wednesday urging Congress to recognize Glenn and his widow with a Congressional Gold Medal. John Glenn died in 2016 at age 95. He was the first American to orbit Earth, a longtime Democratic U.S. senator, and founder of a public affairs college at Ohio State University. Annie Glenn, 98, overcame a debilitating stutter to become a leading advocate for Americans with communicative disorders. A Cleveland house known for its appearance in the holiday classic A Christmas Story is planning to expand. The owners of A Christmas Story House have purchased the home next door, which was featured in the film as the home of the Parker family's neighbors, the Bumpuses. The house began offering overnight rentals last year, and by acquiring the Bumpus House, more people will be able to stay overnight. This is WKSU.